1 Corinthians chapter 15. We're going to finish up Paul in this part of the message this morning that we started. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 9. We're going to read 9 through 11. When you arrive there, would you stand with me as we read from the Word of God? Paul said, "For I am the least of the apostles, who am not worthy to be called an apostle, because I persecuted the church of God. But by the grace of God I am what I am, and His grace toward me was not in vain. But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me. Therefore, whether it was I or they, so we preached, and so you believed." Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we do thank you for your word. We pray now, Lord, that you would give us understanding as we look into your word. We thank you, Lord, for every blessing of this life, knowing that every good thing comes from you. And we thank you most of all for our Savior, Jesus Christ, for his death on our behalf, that he was buried, and we glory and rejoice in the fact that he was raised from the dead and today is seated at your right hand, Heavenly Father, to make intercession for us. Thank you for our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ. It is in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You may be seated. We're going to talk about Paul for just a short little while tonight. And we're going to start out with Paul's place in service of the kingdom of God. Paul's described himself in verse 9, and actually in verse 8 we started this morning, and that's where we ended. So in verse 9, Paul begins to describe himself. And that description is, he said, "I'm the least of the apostles." That's a description that probably we would not agree with, because we look at everything the Apostle Paul did. He was a church-building master. He wrote the biggest portion of the New Testament. But Paul describes himself as the least. That word least, it means most insignificant or the least of importance. Paul saying, "I'm the smallest of the small." And he didn't just use that language pulling it out of the air. Okay? He used that language because he viewed himself as not worthy. Right? He even said he was not worthy. It means not fit. He did not meet the standards for a purpose. When he's speaking of God's service, Paul says, I don't measure up. And the reason that he said that about himself, you'll never believe the reason. It was because Paul had a past. And he was not proud of that past. As a matter of fact, he was very ashamed of his past. He was open about sharing, and he said, "The reason I'm not worthy, the reason I'm the least of all apostles is because I persecuted the church of God." And we know what he did, right? We know his past. We talked about that this morning. But Paul viewed himself as just being the lowest of the low that Jesus called as an apostle. And it was because what he had done in the past. Do you know what? As I got to thinking about that, how many of you have a past? Would you raise your hand, please? Absolutely, we do. I don't care, you know. And if you're like me, there are points in our past that made some poor decisions. Not proud of the decisions I made. Not proud of the things that I've done during that time. But there's good news for people with the past. People with the past, just because we have a past, it does not disqualify us from having a future in the Lord's work. Isn't that awesome? Yeah, we can all, and we'd be here all night if everybody was honest and we just poured out our past. But even though we have that past that we're not proud of, Paul had a past that he wasn't proud of, having that past does not disqualify us from serving the Lord in the future. As a matter of fact, the reason it does not is because of the grace factor. And Paul said there in verse 9, he's not worthy to be called an apostle because he persecuted the church. But in verse 10, there's that word "but." Right? But, isn't that a wonderful word? But, by the grace of God, I am what I am. That word grace, of course, you know this, but I'm going to remind you of it tonight. Grace is very simply God's favor granted to somebody who does not deserve that favor. That's how you take care of a past. By the grace of God. Imagine taking your biggest critic. Now, let's go a step farther. Imagine taking your greatest enemy and showering that greatest enemy with favor from yourself. That's what God did for the Apostle Paul. Paul didn't deserve it. He did not. He did nothing to earn it. But God, in His grace, showered him with grace and with favor. The wonderful thing about that is this. I asked you a while ago who had a past. We all raised our hands, right? Even though we had a past, that grace that Paul experienced dealing with his past, that same grace is still alive and well through Jesus Christ today. The wonderful news is that God's not through with you. God's not through with me. We're still drawing breath, and even though we may have done taken wrong roads in the past, God still has us around, and there is still a future in serving the Lord. None of us are worthy. None of us are fit, but God has extended His grace to save us. And you know, Paul, when he took all that into account, when he considered, and you know, we have to be honest, okay? It's easy to say, oh, I'm not worthy, but let's just be very honest. We're very much not worthy, right? Very much not worthy. That's how Paul felt. And being very much not worthy, he understood the value that God poured out upon him. You know, has somebody ever done something for you that just almost made you melt? And you say, oh, I don't deserve that. Well, you take that and multiply that 100 or 1,000 times, and that's what God did for Paul, and that's what God has done for you and I. By the grace of God, Paul says, I am what I am. And His grace, the next line, it gets really exciting. And His grace toward me was not in vain. Now, that word vain, of course, we mentioned this morning, means useless or empty, worthless. Paul said, I'm not going to let that grace go to waste. Isn't that a wonderful attitude to have? Because as we look, and none of us are deserving, none of us are worthy, but we've all experienced that grace, that saving grace, that daily grace that God carries us through the times we can't carry ourselves. And because of that grace, everyone present here tonight has a future. Okay? How do I know that again? It's because you're breathing. Right? But you also have a decision to make. I'm not going to waste that grace, is what Paul is saying. And that's the challenge I have for the church and the challenge I give to myself. If God gives me tomorrow, I don't want to waste that grace tomorrow. I want to use that day for His glory. And the day after that, and the day after that. And Paul even took it to the level of an extreme passion. Paul said there in verse 10, again, he said that grace that He's shown toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Who's the they all? The other apostles. Paul said, I'm the most unworthy, therefore I'm going to outwork everybody else. You ever have that passion for the Lord? I'm going to outwork everybody else. That's not a bad passion to have. That was his motivation. He said, I labored more abundantly. He's not bragging. He's simply stating a fact that God has shown me grace, and I'm not going to let that grace go to waste. Shouldn't that be all of our mentality? You got to back up at this point and ask myself, just how blessed am I? I'll just be honest with you. When I ask myself that question, I realize I'm very blessed. I'm blessed that God placed me into the ministry. Y'all know I don't have to preach, right? I get to preach. It's a blessing. You don't have to teach if you're a Sunday school teacher. You get to teach. Or you get to teach a children's class. Or you get to serve on that committee. And you know, we should be passionate about it. If God has favored us and shown us undeserved favor, which is grace. Oh, beloved, we can't afford to waste that grace. Let us make the most of God's grace. Whether we're talking about building programs like we're going to talk about here in just a little while, or whether we're talking about day-to-day life and sharing Christ with the people we come in contact with, or setting an example for our children to follow. Whatever, you know, however we view it, let's make sure that we use that grace to the fullest extent possible. Because none of us deserved it. And quite honestly, I don't think Paul was any less deserving than any of us, was he? He just got it. He understood grace. And he let that grace be his motivation. This week, let God's grace be your motivation. Would you stand with me? At this point of the service, as I said, we wanted to give you an opportunity to review the building plans for the fellowship and remodel for the fellowship hall and the building back there in that project, and get your input. And Brother Greg, I've asked him to come and lead this part of our meeting because he's way more technically qualified than I am to answer any questions that you may have. Let me encourage you, share. Okay, if you have input, we want to hear. All the committee has done, they've done what they thought the direction of the church was given to them. And so there's no offense here. If you're going to say, we need to go a different direction, we need to do something different, that's fine. We want to hear the input of the church. All right? So, with that in mind, let's ask God's blessing upon this meeting. Our Father in heaven, Lord, we do ask your blessing as we discuss future building opportunities. And Father, help us to be wise and faithful stewards. Help us to have a zeal for your kingdom work. And help us, Lord, that we may honor you by the service that we do in your kingdom. Father, I pray most of all that in this church, Lord, your will be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.